All right, TJ, I want you to tell me a little bit about your operation. I think it's an awesome deal that you and your dad have going on there.
Okay. Well, it's not just me and dad. I got my son involved, too. He's 29, and it can be a lot of fun, you know, trying to manage three type A personalities all at the same time. But, you know, that's why we bring Jeremy in a little bit, because he kind of tones us all down. He'll come out and tell us which one of us didn't think in the right way. Yeah. He has a little bit harder trouble with dad, because dad barks back a little louder than the rest of us do. But I'm more like mom. I'm not quite as boisterous as the other two. But we got basically a grain farm and just outside of Decatur, on the east side of Decatur. And we're growing commercial yellow corn, non-GMO corn, non-GMO soybeans.
Tell me about how many acres you've got there. And I know you make a lot of the front-end decisions. Dad does some of the other decisions. And where's the boy fit into all this?
Okay. We're farming about 2,000 acres. We've been at that level for, 25 years. Haven't really grown much. We've picked up some outside stuff we do on the side. Got an excavating business. My son's got a tiling business. He started that up about 5 years ago. He's just been covered up the past few years. He does that along with helping us on the farm, too. When I got out of college back in 82, I came back to the farm. I started doing most of the day-to-day stuff. I make all the input decisions. I let dad, he comes in, he still runs a combine every year. He's been doing that ever since then, too. And he takes care of all the marketing.
Combine driving is one of my favorite things to do, so I kind of tend to go with your dad there a little bit. But so tell me a little bit about how important it is, you know, to take a look at your inputs and your precision parts of all that. There's a lot more going into with these wacky weather situations we've had.
Right. I guess I was always been fortunate enough that both my grandfather and my dad, you know, which is where most of my background comes from, were never encumbered by being forced to do it the same way we did it last year. Actually, probably my father, who's 77, is more computer literate than I am. He's on Facebook. I'm not. Don't ever care to be.
I'm going to go friend your dad.
But so, you know, it's. For us to, you know, look at new ideas and adopt new challenges, you know, that's just something we've always done. Sometimes that's good, sometimes that's bad. Sometimes you can get out there and get cut off behind you. But it's just something we've always prided ourselves in, I guess.
Well, that's good news that, you know, when the computer mapping comes out and, you know, putting different things down comes around, you're not afraid to look at how things are different. One of the things I found interesting when we were talking earlier is, you know, when you work with Jeremy a lot from BASF and doing things, you made some decisions to kind of change things up, and maybe you're going to plant beans a little earlier this next year.
Actually, we're not only going to plant beans a little earlier this year, we're actually planting more beans this year than we've ever planted before. That really wasn't a Jeremy decision. That was a budgeting decision. But we've seen, you know, as we've started to try and move up our planting date, we've been picking up yield. And so I know last year for a fact, when we had a month delay between the first beans we planted and the last beans we planted, you know, there was a 4 or 5 bushel yield difference. So we're going to try and move our bean planting up to, you know, mid-April, 20th of April, somewhere in there. We're going to try and get them all planted.
How important is it to have a good relationship with an agronomist? I mean, we're not talking specifically whether it's your local extension guy or maybe the person you listen to on the radio. Or how important is it to gather all of that information and knowledge?
Well, since I got an ag econ degree, I don't know much about agronomy. So it's really important for me to have somebody that I can rely on. And since we do still put on all our own inputs, whether it's fertilizer, pesticides, herbicides, whatever, it's important for me to have somebody that I can trust and talk to about the different products and what's available out there that would fit into my operation the best. And Jeremy's been, even though he is, you know, officially tied with somebody because he works for him, he's been a really good sounding board on what I should be doing and what I shouldn't be doing.
One more last question for you. You mentioned that you're growing non-GMO products. Was there a decision-making process that went into that?
It was strictly a business decision-making process. It was a net return. Yeah, that's basically where it came from. It wasn't anything to do with, feeling green or anything like that. It's just, or that, that's the only thing I eat. No, it was strictly a business decision. Yeah.
And I like that it's a good business decision, and that AgEncon degree from Purdue's paying off.
Yes, it is. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, TJ. Have a good night.
Okay, thank you.